Toys R Gum. That's right. No, Toys R Us.
They're miserable.
Have you ever been in a Toys R Us store, Christine? A Toys R Us store. I don't know if you have.
No, I haven't got children, so I don't go to Toys R Us.
I'm surely someone in the circle must have.
Yes, I don't know. We always ask them what they want. I've never ever been asked to go to a Toys R Us store. Now, why is it called Toys R Us?
Because it's damn memorable.
It's damn memorable.
It's damn memorable. We're about 40 billion too late for that particular wrinkle.
Yes.
This bridge is called We Are Toys.
We are. But between Hamleys, which is the most preposterously, almost perversely expensive store in the world, and Toys R Us, which are the most gloomy stores in the world, you know, what we need is FAO Schwartz. They're the good toys.
Toys R Us has got pink aisles for girls and blue aisles for boys.
Does it?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. It's all dingy.
You know, it's like
car key.
If you get the same product for cheap, much cheaper at Toys R Us and Hamleys, where do you go?
Well, no, actually, I go to Hamleys. People go to Hamleys. It's a nice day out. You go to Hamleys with the kids and you walk around and it's like a toy shop. That's where they've got you see, in the vice-like grip. But not poor toys, it's like Moscow, it's like the goon store. Miserable people on, you know.
No, I'm not missing anything, but you're not having any. Oh, thanks.
But you were the toys. Wow. When you were a child, what was your Rosebud? What would have been your toy you now think?
Oh, I had a little doll called Rosebud, and I put her near the fire, and her ankle melted, and she looked as though she'd got the most awful ulcer. She was indeed called Rosebud.
And you kept her after, you didn't throw her away.
Of course I kept her after, yes, I keep her.
Hoppity, she could have been Hoppity.
She could have been Hoppity, but she was Rosebud.
Sarah Brown has a toy as naughty can be, and he'll start to sing if you wind up his key. He'll sing and he'll dance all over the floor, and when he winds down you can wind him some more. Dear old Hoppity, naughty Hoppity, there isn't, et cetera, et cetera. The drop of a hat. So, if you need an opening act, that's what I'm saying, you need an opening act.
We thought Flanders and Swans.
So you tried it out in Lowestoft.
Tried it out in Lowestoft, had a great reception. The questions went on long after the appointed hour, and now the Theatre Royal at Windsor have kindly asked me if I'll go and do one for them.
But that wouldn't preempt your audience or anything. What would be the eye-rolling question? What are you expecting to hear?
Whatever they want to hear about.
But there must be one question, inevitably here.
I get some questions about the Egyptian grocer.
Mm-hmm.
The chap who has the corner shop, the Knightsbridge, that's where the overexpensive biscuits came from.
I find it to be a reasonably priced store. I mean, I'm not saying in terms of that you can shop every day of the week, but it's not like grotesque when you go in. You don't think, oh, they're trading on the main
house. I'm sorry to hear you go in, Danny. I do know I've been banned from the store.
Yeah.
The Duke of Edinburgh, my husband and I have one thing in common. We've all been banned from Harrods.
My brother-in-law.
Has he?
Yeah, my brother-in-law.
He had a letter.
He had to cut down jean shorts, and I was all for them in it. In fact, I alerted the security to him. I said, fella over there with a cut down, my brother, chuck him out, will you? And they did.
No. Will you tell me?
Oh,
the tourists who don't know any better.
Yeah, great shop.
No,
where
it's
else
a horrible shop.
Where else are you going to get a
great shop? It's the worst shop in the world.
No, it's a great shop.
It's not.
The food hall in Harrods is so terrible.
No, it gives you a headache and you have to spend a pound if you want to use the toilet.
No, you don't.
You should. And you'll probably video.
Grow yourself a winkle and you don't.
We can go anywhere.
You can just find a dark corner of the store and seriously.
Why are we talking about?
Hands in your pockets. Make it you're looking for a tab out the window.
I need to lift.
I'd like to get off the topic of that horrible shop.
I'm not being provocative.
It's a horrible shop. It's a dreadful shop. Let me tell you what else.